Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, an FDA advisory committee votes unanimously in favor of the benefit-risk profile of Moderna's investigational mRNA-1010 seasonal influenza vaccine across both younger and older adult populations. A pharma funding roundup covers Cardigan's upsized $400 million IPO debut on NASDAQ and Campfield Therapeutics' $180 million Series A launch, and pharmaceutical executive speaks with Brian Hilberdink of Boehringer Ingelheim on redefining what success looks like in obesity care in the GLP-1 era. FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee voted 9-0 that the benefits of mRNA-1010, Moderna's investigational mRNA-based seasonal influenza vaccine, outweigh its risks for adults 50 through 64 years of age, and separately voted 9-0 in favor for adults 65 and older. The unanimous endorsement caps a turbulent regulatory path that began in February 2026 when then-CBER Director Vinay Prasad issued a rare refusal to file letter over the trial's comparator design, a decision the agency reversed within days following public backlash. Phase 3 data presented to the panel showed 26.6% relative efficacy against confirmed influenza-like illness versus a standard dose comparator and 47.9% efficacy against flu-related emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and urgent care use. Two biotech financings closed this week, reflecting continued strength in capital markets. Cardigan priced an upsized initial public offering at $16 per share, selling 25 million shares for $400 million in gross proceeds, 14% above the midpoint of its original range, and surged as much as 38% on its NASDAQ debut Friday, closing around $22, and giving the cardiovascular-focused biotech a market value of nearly $2 billion. The proceeds will fund three late-stage programs targeting diseases with no approved treatments. Separately, Campfield Therapeutics launched with a $180 million Series A led by Frazier Life Sciences, with participation from DeepTrack Capital, Forbion, Abingworth, Venrock, Longitude Capital, Novo Holdings, and RA Capital, to advance Prefemilast, a once-daily oral PDE4 inhibitor positioned as a potential oral alternative to biologics like Humira and Entyvio for inflammatory bowel disease, with global Phase 2 trials planned in moderate to severe ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Finally, pharmaceutical executive speaks with Brian Hilberdink, president of U.S. Human Pharma at Boehringer Ingelheim, on what genuine progress in obesity care should look like as GLP-1 therapies continue to reshape the category. Hilberdink argues that the industry's measure of success has been too narrowly anchored to the number on the scale, and that lasting clinical benefit depends on targeting the broader markers of metabolic health, including visceral fat reduction, liver health, and preservation of lean muscle mass, that more accurately reflect long-term risk reduction for patients living with obesity. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.